This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to
Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. To find out more about Joy 94.9, TIQ Community Radio Station, Joy 94.9.
I'm Dylan Horrocks, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Amber Benson, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
It's a comic. It's not a comic. It's a zine. It's not a zine. It's Joy Zine. Joy Zine, it is going to be an amazing thing.
What is it?
What's it about? What is a Joy Zine?
Find out soon.
More details will be released for Sci-Fi and Squeam
on Joy 94.9.
It's a Joy Zine. Joy Zine. Joy Zine. Zine. Handmade. DIY. Comics, cartoons, artists, creatives, poets, writers, Joy Zine, J-O-Y-Z-I-N-E. It's not a comic.
It is a comic.
It's not a zine.
It is a zine.
It's a Joy Zine. Find out more.
What it is.
And why.
And you can be in it.
All you have to do is stay tuned to Sci-Fi and Squeam
on Joy 94.9.
Joy Zine. It's a comic.
It's a zine.
It's Joy Zine. Stay tuned
for more
info. How you can get involved. How you can enter.
Help us.
Make a zine. It's not a comic.
It's not a zine.
It's a comic. It's a zine.
Joy Zine. Zine. Zine.
Being trans is okay, and we're not scary people, and
yes,
we're nice and we're weird and resilient and cool, and your life will be enriched by knowing us.
This is Sci-Fi and Squeam here on Joy 94.9, and I've got the privilege of speaking to Sam Orchard across the ditch, over the Tasman in Aotearoa, a land of the long white clouds and lots of, well, good artists and cartoonists. This is sort of like part two of our interview, because the first one sort of crashed, basically, after 5 minutes or something. So here we are, we're going to try again, attempt to speaking to our cartoonist Sam Orchard. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad that we got the phone working.
Sam is a trans man. How has your experience been amongst the comic creators community itself? And does it make a difference, do you think, with your experience? And in what way?
It's been really interesting. Like, part of it for me was around when I first started drawing comics. I guess traditionally the comic scene in New Zealand is kind of really a white, cis, straight male space. So it's been odd in that way, but it's also not quite affirming. When I first started drawing comics, I was just drawing them down in Dunedin, which is a really small town. And me and some other people who I met on MySpace got together and started drawing. And it was really nice to feel like one of the boys. That was kind of affirming for my gender in a weird way. But also it felt a little bit kind of sad, because a lot of the comics that I was reading online and the comics that I'm drawn to in general are written by queer people and non-cis men. So it was kind of like I felt excited about being part of a group and feeling like my gender was being, I was part of the boys club, so that was kind of nice, but also felt like an outsider, because the kind of comics that I was into wasn't really on the kind of minds of those boys. So, and I think that's still in New Zealand, we're having a really interesting conversation about that online now, with a couple of people kind of coming forward and saying, actually, I'm not super thrilled about this boys club and I want to change things and I want to create spaces for diversity to happen. And I think that's a really confronting conversation for some of the white, straight, cis boys as well, because they're like, oh, I thought we were being inclusive. And that have people say, no, that's not my experience, can be quite, I think some of them have found that quite challenging.
I've found that too, just with recently on our page, Sci-Fi and Squeam, we were just talking about how Dr. Number 5, Peter Davison, doesn't think there'll ever be a female doctor and that it's not a problem. And that sort of started a thread of that got a little bit sensitive there, a little bit difficult. It was a male on there talking about, he just didn't seem to get it. And what he was saying was, oh, well, if there's going to be a female doctor, it should be on her acting merits. And it's like, I thought to myself, look, we've had 50 years of a male doctor. Yeah. Surely there were some fabulous actresses they could have had. So what are you saying?
Yeah,
that actresses are poor? That all British actresses are crap and have been for the last 50 years? Or are you saying that there shouldn't be, in no way should there be a female doctor?
And I think, like, the same thing is happening. I saw the all-female cast of Ghostbusters came out the other day.
Yeah.
A lot of men are like, no, they can't ruin our Ghostbusters. How can they do this?
And it's
a really interesting reaction of kind of that kind of defensive, like, no, please don't do that, scared. Which really highlights the kind of internalized misogyny that has been obviously kind of brewing under the surface.
I think it has been, and it's brewing, and it's going to, it's ignited in some areas, certainly, which is really disappointing. Yeah. But what do people expect?
Yeah.
And it goes in cycles too. You know, it goes in every 30 or so years, this happens. I think the difference now is there's the online, there's the internet, and that makes it far-reaching, I think, and more global and more instant. So that's a new type of sexism, a new type of misogyny to deal with. So it's just my opinion.
And I think that the fact that there is more women and people of marginalised genders speaking up, then there's also a greater backlash against that of people saying, but they don't necessarily have the skills or critical analysis to understand. It's not saying that all men are evil and terrible and bad. It's just saying, hey, hang on, this is a really clear incident of misogyny or sexism or transphobia or whatever happening, and I think there's a lot of kind of mishearing of what that means. And I think, you know, if you're a cis white gay man or a straight man who's never had that criticism thrown at you, then it can be quite confronting.
Yeah.
It can be hard to deal with, I think. Though I think the defensiveness comes from that place.
I think it comes from,
it's still really horrible to be a part of.
It's horrible to watch it and be stuck in it and have to explain everything. Most females have had that experience for several eons now, every generation.
And it's kind of a boring conversation to have when you experience it on a daily conversation.
Exactly.
To have to explain to someone, yes, my experiences are real. Some examples of it. It's like, actually, you can go and do your own work and...
Yeah.
And figure that out. There's heaps of stuff on the internet that you can go to and read articles from really amazing, generous people who are talking about their experiences. I don't need to be doing that work right now.
Exactly. Here's the link. Go for it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it is a bit like that. It's like teaching a naughty child who's always got their way, but is quite innocent at the same time, and it's hard to know.
Yeah.
They flare up, they can get angry and have their tantrum. You just have to wait till them to settle down, and I think that's where we're at metaphorically. Let's hope there's no World War III over it.
So
looking at the comic scene in New Zealand, you mentioned like you're saying, there has been some online questions about, I guess, gender diversity and stuff like that. Is that important to you?
Yeah, I think within a couple of forums on the internet, the New Zealand comic scene is, I mean, it's growing, and there's more and more people producing comic than has been before. But I think part of that is that there's a kind of shift in tone, and people are willing to have those conversations about, like, hey, what does our comic community look like? Like, historically we've pretended it's looked like that. I think it's time to change that and own that there's more women who are doing comic that are coming up, and there's heaps of cool kind of queer and trans voices being heard, and there's heaps of people of colour who are writing comics who might not necessarily engage with the same old school groups as before. And I think that's felt really challenging to some people. But I'm quite excited about that conversation happening. And I think it's definitely confronting, and it's scary, and it's hard. But I think it's also symbolic of that our community is kind of growing up and ready to have those hard conversations, to say, what are we doing within our community that is excluding people of colour? Mm. Or why are all of the kind of main people who are celebrated as the best comic artists in New Zealand, cis, straight men, So I think it's quite a challenging conversation, but I think it's also a really exciting and important conversation to have.
Very necessary, yeah. So can you tell us the main theme of your comics and the biographical element in them and why that is important?
Yeah, so I guess I draw the two main comics that I draw is, one is called Rooster Tales, which is a weekly autobio webcomic about my life as a queer trans man, and the other one is called Family Portraits, which is a book series of different stories about different queer and trans people in New Zealand. And it kind of, both of those comics kind of operate on the principle of celebrating our differences, because when I was growing up, I would try and find people like me on TV or in books, and quite often they would be killers, or they'd kill people if they were queer women, or if they were gay men, then they would be people to be laughed at, or who are really good with style, but never kind of had any kind of romanticness to them. So I think television and kind of mainstream media does a really good job of shutting down difference and treating difference as bad.
Yeah.
So part of my comics is to kind of talk about the great things about being different and why it's important to have nuance and complexity and difference in our lives and in who we are.
No, very good. So what, looking at other people and their influences, what comics do you geek out to yourself?
Most of my comics are written by women. I really love Lucy Neasley's stuff, Erica Mullen. Leia Withington writes a really amazing queer princess called Bold Riley. The list by Marjan Satrapi is really good. And, of course, like everything that Alison Bechdel writes, those are my main ones.
Yeah. Yeah, no, excellent. There probably are so many. And, of course, for example, for transgender comic creators out there who are starting out, basically what sort of message would you like to send to them, or how would you suggest they go about it?
I think just doing it, just putting your stuff out there is really important. There's heaps of spaces on the internet to put up stuff for free on Tumblr or WordPress or Facebook, and I think that's what I've seen in the last 3 or 4 years, is that there's more and more trans voices coming out through comics. It's really cool. There's a whole bunch of different styles and different levels of ability and stuff, and I think if you're starting out and you're worried that your stuff isn't very good, you just got to put it out there and just keep drawing and keep making it, because I look at some of the stuff that I put up and it's terrible. I'm really embarrassed about how bad the drawing is, but I think you just got to keep putting it out there, because the more you put out there, the sort of better you get.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep going, basically.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Now, are there online...
The world needs more trans stories.
Yeah, is there a forum for people, or a meetup or something online for trans artists to go to? Or?
Oh, not that I've...
Sorry about that. It just popped into my head.
Yeah.
I just wondered if it was anyone else.
Well, what I've noticed is that most people who are doing trans comics will link to other people's blogs and stuff.
Yeah.
And Tumblr is a really good space for that. You can search for different tags. I set up a little LGBTQIA, et cetera, group on Facebook for New Zealand comic creators. And I assume that there's more and more kind of popping up. That's one of the great things about the internet, is there's so much space to be able to do that. And because it links so many people from different places around the world, there's always guaranteed to be someone who connect, I think.
No, yeah, good point. That's cool. Now, advocacy is obviously very important for you. What's been your experience in social justice roles and advocacy positions?
Yeah, I guess around the same time that I started drawing comics around queer and trans stuff was when I was doing a bunch of youth work within queer and trans sector. So a lot of my stuff kind of is partially a resource. That's what I'm hoping anyway, that it's kind of for people who, like me, when I was growing up and looking for people like me, then I couldn't find anything, then I hope that some of my comics can fill some of those gaps. But also, I've done a bunch of comics that are aimed towards straight cis communities, to kind of let them know that difference is okay, and let them know kind of how to treat us if that makes sense. Because I think there's lots of stuff on TV at the moment around gay people, and I think people kind of understand sexuality a lot more than they do gender. And for me, I think letting people know that being trans is okay, and we're not scary people, and we're nice and we're weird and resilient and cool, and your life will be enriched by knowing us. Then I think the more people who know that, then the better their lives will be, and also our lives will be.
Exactly. And I think it's important in popular culture too to see those portrayals, because so often, very similar to lesbians actually, in the horror genre, because I'm a horror geek, you often will see the lesbian as the psychotic killer, the serial killer, the mad woman, hysterical, just can't be trusted and is very ambiguous and dubious. And the trans person will always be also potentially, obviously, a killer as well. And it's just...
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it's time to stop.
Horror movies are so interesting for, like, any kind of sexuality or gender perversion being seen as something terribly bad and wrong, and it's going to make you
unnatural.
Yeah, that's right. It's terrible. Like, it makes me like horror movies because I kind of relate to the monster a lot of the time.
Yes,
it's not really
exactly
what the directors intended, I assume.
I do not know. Some of them, I'm not sure what's going on. Even some new titles I've seen, like, really? She's that? Okay. She likes her neighbour, so she's going to, kill them? All right.
I know. It's so disappointing. And then even movies that have kind of come out recently, you know, Black Swan, Gone Girl even has this weird kind of, like, they all seem to come from this, any woman who has some kind of complexity or nuance.
Or cut loose from a man is obviously loony.
Like, any sort of agency is going to end up killing men or killing themselves. Like, it's terrible.
Or killing the one thing they love, of course. Yeah, it's just, bizarre. But I guess it's what you get in the dominant culture. But we can change that. That's and you're certainly doing that, I think, Sam. What's coming up next for you? Can you tell us what your plans are with some of your comics?
Yeah, so for the year, I'm going to be working on the fourth issue of Family Portraits. So hopefully by the end of the year, I'll have another book out, which will be exciting.
Where do you get the time?
That's the big question.
No, good on you. And so where can people go to find your work?
RoosterTalesComic.com.
Excellent. All right. Anything else you want to say before? Because this has been a long one. I really appreciate your time there.
no worries. No, I think that's all good.
That's great. Excellent. Thank you so much. Okay. Sam Orchard, thank you very, very much for speaking to us here on Sci-Fi and Squeam about your comics and your endeavours, your opinion on life and things and diversity and gender and sexuality, all those good things. And it's great to see some work out there, and you can check out Sam's work online. We'll also put it on the Sci-Fi and Squeam Facebook page. Thanks for joining us here on the show.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sam.
Hey everybody, this is Christelle Alonso, and I am boldly going where no man has gone before. Or maybe they have. I don't know what kind of life you live. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Matt from Astron 6, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Holy boy. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
This is Owen Pallett, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
This is Ashley C. Williams, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Matt Kennedy. You're listening to Joy 94.9. Enjoy it.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.